Northern Cheyenne tribal leadership and partners are striving to find solutions to unemployment from within the community. Yellowstone Public Radio News has more from the sign-up day of one pilot program. People gather on the tribal building lawn on a warm, sunny Tuesday in Landier. They're signing up to be added to a work lottery.
I'm so happy.
The names will be selected randomly 3 times a week for daily job opportunities. For $9 an hour, participants can work in a community garden, clean up trash, and pass out census information. Some people, like Teresa Magdalene Crazy Mule Wounded Eye, have been without work for a while now.
But I'm so glad that this opportunity is here, and I'm just excitedly waiting. You know, I have grandchildren that I'd like to go forward and continue to provide and basically just get back up on my feet. So,
she's one of more than 40 people who signed up for the program on Tuesday. As a whole, the country is experiencing high employment rates. But that's not the case in Landier, where jobs can be hard to find. In 2019, the unemployment rate on the reservation has ranged from 11% to 16%, according to the State Department of Labor. That's higher than the Montana unemployment average, which hasn't risen above 5% this year. The Let's All Work Together program aims to simplify the job search and create more opportunities on the reservation. That sounds good to Lonnie Bighead, who says he recently hitchhiked more than an hour and a half to Billings for work. He says he'd like to find a job in Landier.
It helps with self-esteem, that's what it does. You know, it makes you feel good when you come home and know that, hey man, I just got done working, you know. So, that's about it.
He says finding a job can be hard for people in the area who, like him, don't own a car or cell phone. Charlene Alden knows what people go through to find jobs here.
It's so cumbersome.
Alden directs the tribe's Department of Environmental Protection.
We're not making it real hard or difficult. You don't have to have a driver's license. You don't have to have a high school diploma. You don't have to have any degrees.
It starts with a one-page application. That's because the directors want the program to be accessible. They call it getting a hand up instead of getting a hand out.
That's what we're trying to get away from, is the dependency that was created by the United States of America.
She says it can be hard to create programs like this without federal funding, but the majority of funding right now comes from a nonprofit called Western Native Voice. It advocates for Native rights around the state. The Northern Cheyenne Tribe also pitched in, along with tribal agencies and other local partners. Manape Elkshoulder wants to provide for himself. When the program launches next week, he hopes he'll be selected for work.
Because I'm unemployed at the moment right now, you know, so it's like anything would do right now.
He used to do construction, but was laid off about 4 months ago. Recently, he's been coming to downtown Landier to sign up for every job he can find.
Try and aim for something that I can ride on or something, you know, get my life going.
But he says it can be hard to find work on the reservation. It'll get a little bit easier after next Tuesday. That's when the program is set to launch. Elkshoulder says bring it on. He's ready to work any day of the week. Right now, he'll make $9 an hour. But organizer Charlene Alden says that's just the start. If the program is successful, she hopes to put more money in people's pockets. Olivia Reingold contributed reporting to this piece. I'm Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News.